Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us for another edition of Raising Vibration Radio, the show that starts here, a 30-minute show, and then goes over to the website at www.raisingvibrationradio.com. There you'll select live radio, and there'll be a calendar on your right-hand side. You pick the date, which is May 23rd. It'll be in orange. You hit that. It'll take you to the show page where we're featuring our guest tonight, which is none other than the amazing, she's just known everywhere, Dr. Lauren Cielo. And I'm sorry, he has been known everywhere. Forgive me. Lauren reminds me of a girl's name. So I'm just going to have to catch myself with that all evening. So I'm looking forward to having him on the show tonight. He has written a book called The Power of Energy. He's also a radio host of Golden Road Psychic Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. He has the Golden Rose Psychic Services out in San Diego, California. So we're looking forward to having him on the show tonight. I'm looking forward to it. You guys can call in and ask your questions. Amazing energy reader. I have quite a bit of questions for myself, so I'm looking forward. I've never spoken to Dr. Lauren. So this is going to be a first for all of us. I'm looking forward to it, especially with his lineup. I mean, he's written a book. He's been on television. He's been on several radio appearances and plus has his own radio show. I mean, how big is that? I'm so looking forward to it. And, you know, a YouTube channel. You can go check out Dr. Lauren Cielo on YouTube. Amazing content, amazing information. I just had amazing energy yesterday just from watching a few of the videos on there. So owe it to yourself. And I think that he has some kind of special going on right now with some classes. So you can check out the website. It's all there on the page. Now, if you're listening in and you want to call in, you don't want to do the computer with a headset or microphone type thing, if you'll keep listening, we will give the number out when I open up the studio. I'll give you the show number, the phone number, and the show code for you to get in so you can call in by phone. If you do come in by computer and you want to talk, make sure you choose the microphone link and type in your names too. You know, if it just says guest, I don't know who that is. So if you're not a member of Intuit Talks who powers our website, if you'll be kind enough to put in your name under guest before you sign in where it says join Reverend Raven, do that. So that lets me know, you know, who to call in and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to a big evening. So at 8:30 We'll be opening up the studio at RaisingVibrationRadio.com, powered by Intuit Talks, and you'll be able to get in there and ask your questions. But first, I get to ask my questions, you know. We're going to detail go in there, and maybe I might ask a few funny questions, too, along the way. But we'll see. We'll see how the energy is tonight. I hope you guys had a wonderful Monday. You know, Mercury's out of retrograde, and yay! I love it when Mercury goes out of retrograde. We still have three other planets in retrograde. And Mercury is it Mercury? No, not Mercury, but Mars? One of them. Until June 29th or June 30th. But I'll get into that in a few minutes. Let's do our abundance prayer while we're here. So if you grab that pen and paper, because if you're listening and you're going to call in by phone, you better grab that pen and paper anyway, because you'll need it to write down the phone number and the show code that I'm going to give you about 25 after the hour before we go into the main studio. So here we go. This is where you take your pen and paper and you write down five things you're grateful for and five things you wish for. While you're writing down five things you're grateful for, I'll share what I wrote today. Number one, I am grateful for that all of you amazing, beautiful souls showed up to play with us tonight. Yes, I am. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Number two, I'm grateful that Dr. Lauren Cielo will be joining me at 8:30 tonight on www.raisingvibrationradio.com, powered by Intuit Talks. Number three, I'm grateful for you that you went and liked our Facebook page. Wow, we are getting so many likes on there. You must like the articles I put or the little stories or something of that nature. So do that. Keep liking it. And thank you guys that liked it all week long. I am blessed. I am grateful for the spirit providing unconditional love for each and every one of us, because you can feel it, you know. Some of us has felt kind of lonely this past couple of weeks, but we know that Spirit has been providing that unconditional love and that we're not alone. Number five, I'm grateful for the amazing souls that continue to love and support all, and you guys come here to play with us. So, you know, our guests that come here, all the amazing information. So thank you so much. Here's what I wish for. And you got to write down five things you wish for this abundant prayer. So number one, I wish that this show continues to grow and help all of our amazing listeners. Number two, I wish that we keep bringing on amazing guests to the show. Number three, I wish for each and everyone listening to have a great inner peace. You know, all that other stuff, you know, that you know, money and cars and all that stuff, not worth it unless you got your inner peace to keep moving forward. Number four, I wish for all of us to have abundance in our life on a positive magnitude. And number five, I wish for all of us to experience unconditional love on a daily basis. I want you to feel that unconditional love, how it envelopes us all day long, and it brings that smile to our face and knowing that we're all taken care of no matter what. So here we go. I hope you guys are ready. Creator of all that is, I come before you today to ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong, and I know you will provide for me and the people I love. I trust, Creator, that your abundant gaze is always upon me and watching for my highest good. I feel immense gratitude for all that I have and the abundant gifts you have already showered upon me. Abundance of clarity, abundance of stamina, abundance of health, of loved ones, abundance of so many things. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I am patient and eager in allowing all prosperity into my life. I want to be the focal point to which enormous sums, and you can change this. This says money, but you can change it to health. You can change it to friendship. You can change it to unconditional love, whatever you want in your life. That begins to flow into my experience. There is nothing that I can be, do, or have. I now gladly accept the following gifts to expand on the already existing joy in my life. And those are the five things that you just wrote down, okay? So I want all of this or something better for my highest good. It is done, done, done. Amen. You know, during difficult times, if you'll stick to the gratitude, it gets you through some pretty amazing times in your life with everything that's going on. Again, tonight, our guest is going to be Dr. Lauren Cielo. He will be joining us at 8:30 at www.raisingvibrationradio.com. There is a link right here you can click on, but if you're listening in and you need the phone number, hang on, and I will give you that number when I open up the studio with a show code for you to call in. All right, so it's been quite the week, I tell you, with everything going on. And I've been sending each and every one of you out there listening some positive energy because I know I go through it. We're all human, right? We go through our stuff. And so I just wanted, you know, read a couple of things. I posted this on Raising Vibration Radio's Facebook page. If you haven't gone to like it yet, you go to www.facebook.com/Raising Vibrations Radio. And this is a post I did on May 21st, so that was a couple of days ago, and it's a story. And you know how I love my stories, and I love them with a little positive thing going on. So here we go. A group of frogs was traveling through the woods, and two of them fell into a deep pit. Aww. When the other frog saw how deep the pit was, they told the two frogs that they were as good as dead. They will never get out. The two frogs ignored the comments and tried to jump up out of the pit with all their might. The other frogs kept telling them to stop, that they'll never get out of there. Finally, one of the frogs listened to what the other frogs were saying and gave up. So, what do you think happened next? The other frog continued to jump as hard as he could. The crowd of frogs yelled at him to stop the pain and just give up trying. He jumped even harder and finally made it out. When he got out, the other frog said, "Didn't you hear us?" The frog heard nothing. He explained to them that he was deaf. He thought that they were encouraging him the entire time. I'm sure that you can guess the lesson of this story. The frog who gave up became consumed with self-doubt based on what the others were saying. The frog who succeeded had impressed his subconscious mind to go after his desire to manifest his survival. This relates to the power of true believing. This kind of belief can transform your body, change your world, and your reality. We have all been in a situation where others' comments lead us to self-doubt. Stay strong, believe, and continue on your journey with convictions. And then that brings me to another post that I did not write. My friend, Jenny Satori, who is the creator of Intuit Talks that powers this. It is a spiritual network. If you haven't gone to check that out, you owe it to yourself to do that. It is a place where people of like mind can hang out together and uplift and support each other and be one of each other's energy fields. It's totally amazing. But anyway, Jenny also does a show called Quantum Rewind on there, and a couple of other shows with Dorothy Holder. They do Witches, Britches, and Peripheral Vision. And so it's totally amazing. Our show's done there. Curious Times is done there. So do yourself a favor. You're going to check it out tonight anyway while you're listening to the show. So you might as well sign up for an account and hang out with all of us and make new friends and uplift and support one another. So here's I love what she wrote because it kind of goes along with my little frog story that I posted a couple of days ago. And I love this because it was inspired by a conversation she had with her friend Tom today. So I want to read it to you. So she goes, it's so beautiful the way she puts it. She should be an author herself. But here we go. I want to tell everyone today that sometimes the world isn't what you need it to be. Ain't that the truth, right? We expect it to be a certain way. Anyway, at that, sometimes people will let you down by not really seeing who you are. Boy, that has happened a lot, hasn't it? People don't know the true self. You know, they can't see the light in you, how amazing you are. So they see you through their own filters, fashioned by their own experiences and collective beliefs in life. This does not take away from who you know who you are. You know, so what she's saying here, it doesn't take away who you know you to be, right? You know you're fabulous. You know you're wonderful. You know you're this light or who you know you will be someday. Please don't let the words and thoughts of others discourage you or make you feel less than. You are not here for that, but rather you are here to display your own expression of the universe, your own interpretation of what life is itself. You are art in your own right, and it's not for everyone to love or even like. Their take on you should not always up to you. Your mark is already there in the ether, and the sky approves. See, it doesn't matter. You get to do what you want, what you feel comfortable with. I love the way she expressed it. It was beautiful, and I just wanted to share that with you guys tonight. I found it so beautiful and so enlightening, and it inspired me, you know, to come up with this show idea to talk about this tonight. So, because things are kind of weird right now. These, you know, some people don't give energy to the planets being retrograde. In fact, my son brought it to my attention today that it's an illusion. Mom, it's a visual illusion that these planets are in retrograde, because scientifically, they're still moving the same way. We're just moving around them faster is what's going on, right? However, there's energy involved with that. It changes the things and how we do things, you know, and how we feel. And it really does make us go deep inside ourselves and question ourselves. And I know that you guys are going through that. I've been going through it. Everybody I talk to, you know, at first they're like, oh, things are great. But then you get down to the nitty gritty of it. They're having the same issues too. We all are. We all are. You can transcend it sometimes. You got to get out of your head. So I got 5 planets will be in retrograde. Well, they started, you know, from January until now. 2 of them were out of retrograde. Okay. In fact, I wrote down, where did I write down? Jupiter and Mercury are now out of retrograde, which leaves us with, let me go through the little thing here. We have Venus in retrograde. And when this planet Venus goes into retrograde, your values and your ideas in life would be put into question. There will be an inner self calling for you to act cautiously over your wealth, your talent, or the people you surround yourself with. This is a good time to get a good understanding of yourself and how you relate to those around you. That's what happens when Venus goes in retrograde. That's not the one that's in retrograde right though. I'm sorry, my blubber here, but it was in retrograde not too long ago. So, okay, so Mercury just came out. That's, you know, communication and things like that. So Mars in retrograde, which is coming out of retrograde on June 29th. When Mars goes retrograde, it indicates that there's a time to slow down a bit in life. There'll be an impulsive part of you that makes you rush, but takes another look at the targets and the goals in your life. Make sure that you are on track and that not running in circles. You need to control your senses, your emotions, and your inner potential and channel them towards the positive goals of your life. You have to bring yourself in line with those around you so that the relationships can deepen. Now, Jupiter in retrograde, this went out May 9th, so we're not going to worry about that. Saturn is in retrograde until August 13th. So we have Jupiter in retrograde, not Jupiter, Mars, and then Saturn. So here's what it says for Saturn. Saturn goes retrograde for about a 4.5-month period, right? During this time, there will be unwanted delays and hindrance in your life. Everything you do, you ask for more effort and hard work on your part. Progress in life will be delayed. But you know, you can take this and turn it around to a positive spin and take your time. It's summertime anyway. We're supposed to be going out, having fun, you know, going to the beach, going to the lake, going to the mountains, wherever you go in life. This is the time to do that and not work so hard and force yourself and you know, get through this time period for you. Let it go on and get through there. Some of you might even not even be affecting you at all. And some of you, you can see, you know, you get through and you say, oh, I got this saved up. And then a car repair comes through. Wow. Another delay in your life. Wow. So this house in your chart that has Saturn transiting would feel the most heat. Reevaluate your plans and strengthen your physical and mental self. You need to go places. Saturn retrograde period helps you to come up with new plans that would be productive once the retrograde is over. It's a time of reflection. All right, so we also have, well, here's one that I really didn't plan on. This one, well, it hasn't even begun to be in retrograde. We're not there yet. This one is coming up June 13th, is Neptune in retrograde. That period of Neptune is a time when the slim line between reality and fantasy gets blurred and you're taken into a dreamy world. Dream big with Neptune is retrograde. Your intuitive sense come to the forefront and get inspiration from things and people around you in this time. During this period, the energy will be so transcendent. So stay clear from boundaries in your life. Right, you got to have them boundaries. God knows I've been putting them out there, but this is not even in retrograde. We're not doing that till June 13th. Here's the last one right now that's in retrograde until September 26th, and it's Pluto. When Pluto goes to retrograde, you search for your inner truth, and peace would be relentless, right? You know, you're going to go in. And you're searching for it, but it's like, what? So the compassionate nature of yourself comes to play, and you would be in search of more knowledge. A good time to purge or clean your inner soul. Sometimes you might feel an empty space within, but stay true to your own self. And I've seen that with people. They are staying true to yourself. When you guys vibrate higher and you allow this amazing energy to come into your life and you're out there, I'm seeing people doing it. It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. So I just wanted to share those with you. We will be opening up the studio here in a few minutes. And I'll come back with the phone number for you guys to get in if you want to call in with the show code. And that's about it. That, you know, I really wanted to, oh, there was one other thing I wanted to share with you. Maybe I got time to do this real quick. You know, our friend Barry Strom has been on the show, and he will be coming back on August 1st. He just recently had a channel session, and he was sharing it with some of his followers, and I happened to get a newsletter on it, and they were talking about the Earth is undergoing a polar shift. He, you know, was asking, he said he read it on spaceweather.com that the Earth's magnetic field was changing and that the North magnetic pole was actually moving. He said he had read that the poles actually switched 800,000 years ago, so it might be overdue. I asked the guides about the polar shift. So he asked, number one, are you having a major polar shift? And they said no. He asked, are the magnetic poles polarity partially shifting? They said no. Number three, are you saying that the poles will move slightly but stay close to where it is? And they said yes. Number four, will the shift have any effect on the Earth? Not so much, they answered. Number five, will there be a polar shift? And they said yes. He said, how soon? Within 500 years, magnetic change is already beginning. And number seven, what kind of changes will take place? And they said, all kinds. See, they're being vague with us. All kinds of changes. We just got to accept change as it is, right? We need to accept it. I know if you're an Aquarian like me, like, we don't like change. We like everything just to move smoothly. We're muted. We don't like change. But you have to be open to it. It's coming. On a daily basis, you're going to see things changing. You can't plan. I mean, you can plan things, but, like, you got to be open for the changes. So, all right, I'm going to go open up the studio here. I'm going to play a wonderful song. Let's see what I can play here. I'll play a good song. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I know you guys aren't big Barry Manilow fans, like, which his birthday is coming up, and we so need to do a birthday celebration. But, you know, that's just me. All right, I'm going to play Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, and I'll be right back. I'm going to go open up the studio so I can give you the phone number and have it open up. And be sure to type in your name so if I'm going to call on you, I know who to call on, all right? All right, I'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. She's the sound of a
Just finishing up sending some text messages out there to people to let them know what the show number is. I will tell you guys what the show number is here too. It is 631 area code 353-4342 and the show code is 77521. Again, the number is 631-353-4342. And you're going to enter number, the show code, 77521. Or you can just go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, live radio link, right-hand corner, calendar, May 23rd, orange highlight, and join Reverend Raven, and be sure to put your number in there. I'm so glad that you guys came to join us today for this pre-show. I'm looking forward to talking to you, talking to Dr. Lauren Cielo over on the other side, and I hope you guys have an amazing week. Until next Monday, I'm sending you all, guys, lots of positive energy, and hoping you guys are going to join us for our next segment of the show. See you there. Bye now.